This is CliffCentral.com.
Can you imagine sitting at home at a wreck listening to this song, Imali? Andy Broke, welcome to January. Some say it's January, some but Jen Wanda. I wonder what is it doing to you, January. Welcome to CliffCentral.com. I go by the name Umtogo. Usually I like to say I'm all the way from overseas, but now I'm in Joburg. I can't say I'm from overseas. I'm from West Rand, by the way. Guys, I've got a jam-packed show for you. All you have to do, if you're in the office, you just have to relax. And I'm also trafficking because I can't say buckle up. My show for Vandag is simple, guys. What you can expect in the show, Vandag, we've got a guy that we're going to call Zali. He's doing wonders in the community around West Rand. He's giving school clothes, donating food for the kids who are going to school. And again, a topic that I have for you that most of you will be familiar to it. Which song describe your bank account right now? It's Jen. Which song? I just played Ozahari. It says Imali. So I wonder about you, which song that you're thinking right now. Then I'll tell you what you can expect in the show when time goes on. For now, let me give you a track. Oh, yes. Tune in to CliffCentral.com. By the way, guys, you can contact me on 0861-555-189. On Twitter, it's CliffCentral.com. On Facebook, it's CliffCentral. Otherwise, we are there on WeChat as well on CliffCentral. You can send a message to account tap.connect, then message to show. Last, I've got a guy right now just to play the song in a corner. Out here, I'm sharp with it. Hello, how's it, my man?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good, my man. Kuluma in on CliffCentral.com, my man. Can you please tell me about the track yakho, my man? Ubani.
Ubani, it was more about introducing the artist and the artistic work that Sloan as an artist will bring, trying to make a difference when we're building a better South Africa.
Yeah.
So it's more about everything that is positive. It's Lona and Ubano and Zaguba, so anyone can be part of any good involvement or contribution. So it's all about that.
Yeah. My man, listening to your song right now, where are you from, basically?
I was born in Netherlands, at Netherlands Clinic. I grew up in KZN. I stayed in Durban, Vryheid, and now I'm in Pretoria.
Yeah, and what influenced this kind of a sound, my man? Because you know, right now, they say Kwaito is out, Kwaito feel it, but your sound is different compared to the Kwaito that we know. Do you compare your sound? Is it Kwaito, is it house, or is it hip-hop?
I like to believe it's all the elements of music, but honestly, I was more in that time, during the TKZ times, and those artists who are very rich in lyrics and content and concept. So, yes, but I also like the elements of jazz in the music, house. So, to me, music is music. I hardly put a genre to it, but yes, Nkumbuza from those days as well, Kwaito, Savuta.
Hi, my man, thank you so much, my man. What a nice song, my man. Keep in touch.
So, do you reckon the song is not bad, sir?
Ah, my man, your song is on point. That's why I called you live on air, my man, right now.
Thank you very much, sir. I hope more listeners will hear it and hope they enjoy it.
Okay, my man, super. That was Sloan. He says Ubani. What's your Ubani? Hey, Ubani. But it's a good song. Guys, after 10:30, we'll be talking about ama communities, ama kasis, ama lokshini, ukuthi what makes a community different to other community? We'll be having someone from Soweto, someone from Bloemfontein, and Nase Cape Town be telling us why should a person in Joburg be attracted to come to Cape Town, shy around the casinet? Yeah, we're going to give them a call around about 10:30. But for now, remember, his school was Vuliwe. Hey, I wonder your kid, the first day at school, how is it? I remember my first day at school. I won't forget that day. It was on Tuesday. Remember during, I won't say Bantu education. You remember the education school used to open on a Tuesday. So that time, if you're going to school and our parents are, they were not accompanying you to school. Ubamba, we were making sure you walk alone, and there's a big street in our street called Ralerata. And you can imagine taxis are passing then going to school first day. You don't have a big brother, you're alone there. I can imagine about those who are going to first day at school right now, even in high school. But you're going to talk with someone, but who, Brenda? Hopefully she's on the line. isn't it? Okay, let me do like this. I'm coming back. I'm having one parent who's excited about her daughter. She's in high school now. Brenda, hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
So, I'm Brenda.
Yeah, where are you from? Brenda?
Yes.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from Kagiso.
You're from Kagiso. Yes, my friend. Yes. Please tell me about your daughter's first day in high school.
Yeah, she started high school today and she was very, very excited this morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's excitement and then there's also being scared at the same time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but, you know, I felt for her, but it all went well, I think.
Yeah. So you as a parent, tell me about the feeling.
The feeling, I've got mixed emotions, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like my baby's growing so quickly and I, you know, and she's my only child.
Oh.
And she's growing up and I love the progress and she's becoming this young, beautiful, independent woman and I'm so proud of her.
So so are you ready to let her go to the world now when you're saying she's becoming independent now?
No, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
You know, you can never be ready as a parent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just excited for her, you know.
Yeah.
New possibilities and everything that's coming, like, you
yeah.
know. It's a whole new world.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, my partner.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that was Brenda all the way from Kagiso. So guys, if you want to be like Brenda and tell me about the daughter's first day in school, or even your son first day in school, you can give me a call. The number on the dial is 061-555-189. Even on Twitter, we're cliffcentral.com. On Facebook, it is Cliff Central. Guys, the topic is up on our Twitter and Facebook. Don't forget, we're talking about your bank account. We talk about the bank account. Which song describes your bank account right now, currently? As for me, guys, I will tell you go to Yini. But for now, I just have to play Nicki Minaj High School. I just love the song. Keep it true.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, yes. Uncensored, unscripted, unradio. It is CliffCentral.com. Seems like I've got a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how is it, my man?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to your neighbor, Ashley.
Ashley, hey, what's up, my man?
Yeah, I'm good, Doug.
I'm good, my man. What's up? What can you tell me, my man?
My friend, today it was the second day for my daughter to go to crèche.
Yeah?
You know, she's still young, 1 year, 2 months.
Okay. So how are you feeling?
So,
how are you feeling, my man?
As you know, that feeling of seeing your child going to see these other people, you know, it's emotional, especially for a dad who's involved in the growing of the child.
So, yeah.
It was emotional, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but what I can say,
yeah,
what I can say is just that I just believe in God and then let the children grow.
Okay, yeah, mama. So, was she crying or what?
No, she's so attached to me because she's always with me. But now, going to a different environment, different people, seeing a lot of children, I think maybe the excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my man. Thank you for your call, Ashley.
Okay, pleasure.
Nice, super, my man. Yeah, as I said, it is unscripted, uncensored, unradio. It is cliffcentral.com. And shout out to Gareth for giving me a guy like me a chance, eh? Like, on Sunday, when I posted it on Facebook, telling people that I'll be hosting a show on Gareth Lee, so I said, wow. Never thought how good people they do listen to cliffcentral.com. And it's amazing when you get calls from people like Elokshini who tune in right now. I'm checking even on my Facebook, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I'm used to tuning, but right now, today, I just have to say I'm live. So, inshallah, my time goes on. As I said, there's a guy that I have to call Mzali live. This guy is doing wonders in the community, especially helping Mpagatini. So, we have to give Mzali a call, and he must tell us what is he doing basically, because I've seen things that he does, and his job is wonderful. His job is wonderful. Definitely going to give us a call. And please don't forget, Uti, from 10:30 until 11, we're talking about different communities. What is your community different? Why is your community different from other community? Why is Soweto different to Kukuletu? Otherwise, I've got Mr. Ngabi on the line. Zali, how is it, my man?
Good thing for you, Baba Mtoko.
Yeah, grand, Baba.
Good thing. Good, man. I must start by saying well done. Congratulations on your first show. And we hope all the best for you, my man.
I know, my man. Thank you so much, my man. My man, can you please tell us what you basically do and who are you?
Let me start by introducing myself to the masses. My name is Zalin Nabi. I was born and raised in Mohaking Randfontein, stayed in Tembisa, stayed in Mshuzi, Middleburg. I went to school at Palma Senior Secondary School, and I'm currently an out-of-home / PR manager / new business development manager for Mindshare South Africa, which is a part of Group M.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I am. And on the side, I'm just a young person who's trying to make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, my man. Today, yeah, many parents are celebrating their daughters or their, in fact, their children's first day at school. And you're doing something which is wonderful. What are you doing exactly, my man?
So basically what we're doing, brother, is that, you know, you get a lot of school drives and you get a lot of people going out to schools and giving bursaries and that. But we tend to forget. We tend to forget that we've got those kids that are crying for their parents today. We've got those kids that didn't want to go to school. They don't even know what they've been brought into. They feel like their parents took them to this big jail with a lot of kids. But the thought came to my mind and it said to me, you know what, as much as we're all excited about the first day at school for the kids, there's still the most vital problem, which is starvation. You get a lot of kids that go to school without food. And that becomes a problem because they will not be able to concentrate. They will not be able, so they look at other kids with their lunch tins and they don't have anything to show. They're just sitting there the whole day. And not because parents don't care, but because parents can't afford.
Yeah.
So I took it upon myself to say, you know what? We get ladies in townships that are selling those hampers with the balloonies and everything. So we're doing a little bit of a scavenging drive. So what I did was I bought hampers that I'm going to give to families that have children that I need, that need those caftins, so that they can also, you know, concentrate at school and have good lunch to show. So this is a self-driven initiative. And I'm actually inviting anyone who's interested, you know, to just inbox me on Facebook, that's Zali.Nabi, or just give me a buzz if I can give away my number, you know, if they want to put in, because I know a hamper costs 260 rand. So if you can pledge, I'm personally giving away 7 hampers.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to come in and give away a hamper, then we can drive to different schools and just give those kids so they can have a happy start to their schooling life.
Oh, my man, that's a wonderful job you're doing. Last time, which criteria are you using in terms of choosing kids?
So what I did, I went on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I wanted not to be a favoritism thing. I asked the master, like, if you know of a family, please send me their details. Let's go and visit them. Let's see, you know, where we can help. Let's see how we can help stimulate the child's mind. Not only am I going to give away the hampers, but I also want to be a little bit of a little mentor to those kids that don't have fathers, that want, you know, that a little bit of a father figure, someone who can be there, teach them how to ride a bicycle, you know, teach them how to put the puzzle together. Because some kids come from families that, you know, are headed by their grandmothers and they don't even have that father figure. And, you know, just to stimulate that mind for a child to start school in a good note, you know, we just want to come in there and say, look, I'm excited myself. I have kids and I know what it means for my kids, for me being around. So if I can do it for my kids, I'm sure I can do it for other children. Because I was brought up in the community that said, that used to live by the code that says, every child is my child. And I want to carry that forward as the youth of South Africa. I want us to carry that forward. Every child is our child. You cannot be sitting out there at a club spending 10,000 rands for booze if you can use that money to change someone's life.
Yeah. Are you only targeting West Rand or is it Gauteng at large or Motlakeng?
Look, I'm targeting South Africa at large, my brother. It doesn't have to be. I mean, there are children in the Western Cape. There are children in Durban. There are children. So I cannot be area specific because that would be very biased. But yes, I wanted to start a pilot where I was born in Mushaking. But it's something I want to do, you know, for children all over the country. So if you're in Durban, you feel like you want a pledge and you know a family, let us know. Let's take that thing to the family. Let's take the groceries to the family. And let's see if we can get somebody who will mentor the child and be a parent to the child and help the child grow, knowing that somebody out there, the whole community, the whole South Africa is looking after me.
Oh, wow, my man. Aras, can I just have a simple question for you?
Yes, sir.
How was your first day in high school?
How was my
first day in high school?
My first day in high school, I remember very well. I had moved from Panduluazi to Parma, and I was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And I was actually the shortest child at school because it was the first time they had a grade 8 class. They always used to start at grade 9.
Yeah.
And everyone thought it was weird to see this little child at school wearing shorts. And that day I was told, no, this is high school. We don't wear shorts here. And lucky enough for me, on that day, it was a Valentine's bash, and that was my claim to fame. Because from that day onwards, yeah, I was a part of the SRC from grade 8 to grade 12 at Palmer Senior Secondary.
Yeah. Yeah, my man. Thank you so much.
So we've been bringing about change in the country. It hasn't started today. I started from a very young age.
Yeah, my man. Otherwise, good luck in your initiative, my man, and all the best, my man, eh?
No, thank you very much, man, and thank you to the listeners. And please, guys, if you're out there and you're listening and you want to bring about change, my Facebook handle is Zali.Nxabi, or just look for Zali Nxabi, ZALINXABI, and the number is 078-387-6111. You can call me anytime. My phone is always on. Send me a WhatsApp if you want to add on, if you want to see how you can help with transport so we can travel to different areas. Whatever you can contribute to make a child's life better, please come through. We're not doing this for us. We're doing this for the future of our country.
And please don't forget to tell your friends to download the app for cliffcentral.com, isn't it?
Assemblies.
And that's
all. And radio uncensored. Sila.
Done. Unscripted.
Thank you,
bro. Sure, my man. Yeah, sure, that was Zali Nxabi. This guy is doing, you know what he's doing? It's a great initiative. I think every South African, if you can just start by working together and stop this thing which is happening. You know, 31st, I was in Bloemfontein. Then on the 1st, I was in Western Area, Johnson Dam. 2 days after the year started, they started, the racism thing. No, guys. If we all South Africans stand by each other and we become united and we start initiative like this, as Zali is doing right now, we'll be living in a better country, we'll be all smiling. I can imagine, Jay, when you look at other white kids, you can say, well, I'm pinching, I'm grand. You're not afraid because of Ikale skin sack, young toddler. So, guys, if you can all be united and support each other, guys, this is Unscripted, Uncensored, Unradio, guys. I'm still going to have Uzandi. He's going to talk Nozandi in time goes on. But please don't forget the topic is up on Facebook. We're talking about a bank account.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I know guys who can be familiar to this song. Casper, talking about good life. Casper bank account. You, my daughter. Ah, Casper is rolling, eh? He's rolling, that guy is rolling. KFC, MTN, yo. And Ricky Rick as well. Okay? His bank account right now, this song describes it. By the way, guys, I go by the name Umtogo. In Tswana, they say lishilishil. In English, it's soft porridge. I'm from overseas in the West End, the west of Gauteng. You know where I'm from? If you're traveling from Sentin going to West End, it's like you're going to travel for, it's going to be 8 hours drive. You're going to pass us. I'm kidding. Otherwise, it is sleepcentral.com, guys. I'm taking your comments on Facebook as well, on Twitter. Guys, you can give me a call. The number to dial, it's 061-555-189. Then on Twitter as well, we're on Twitter as well, guys, at sleepcentral.com. And Facebook is sleepcentral. And WeChat ID is sleepcentral, guys. If you just tune in, our topic is which song best describes how you feel about your current bank account. As for me, it's not music. I'm a Benjamin. Yeah, I'm a Benjamin. You know, I had my bank account. I think I'm stable. Yeah, I'm good enough. I can be Masonis if you want to. But I'm gonna it's not gonna come in handy, eh? Then I'm checking your comments on Facebook. Khotso says Zahara in Mali. I believe that so many people are crying for Zahara right now, Mali. And then Funde Gessler Kabelo says Sukumandot. Ha! This guy, Sukumandot, that song. I think it's from Sukumandot, from this guy, it's from DJ Spoo Stable, TS Records. Yeah, who is this guy? Is in yoga. Yeah, hey, this guy. Your account is rest, my man. And Tira and Mampincha. Daisy Makune says Tira and Mampincha, Big Nas. Beginning 4,000. Says, hey, 2,000. Oh no, I can imagine. From December, you're loaded. And when you check your account right now, it's like, ooh, Kosia, Safa. Then Kabelo KV says, the Swell and Lady Smith Beck Mambazo, humble your servants. Yo. Guys, clearly your account is that bad, eh? Kunzima, imagine your account, guys. Come on now, guys. We need to invest, guys. If you know you got bonuses in December, you don't have to chow all the money. What happened to these right girls? Eh? These right girls, if you're saying in December, these right girls, it's there now. We're saying the right school uniform, the right stationery. Come on now. Hey! Don't say more because this weekend, hey, it was all about the right emo yet. Somewhere in Northwest. Guys, don't forget from 10:30 until 11, I'm talking about communities. What makes your community different to other communities? What makes Alexander different to Pretoria? And what makes Kukulete different to Bloemfontein? You can give me a call. The number to dial is 0861-555-189. And I'm going to ask my producers, Wagale Nakhulume Nami, Angela, what makes his community different to another? And on Twitter, it is clipcentral.com. Remember, it is uncensored, unscripted, unradio.
What's the question again, Mtoko?
Yeah, my man. Thank you. Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Mogale City.
From Mogale City.
Yeah.
What? For example, a person in Pretoria never been to Mogale City.
Yeah.
What makes Mogale City different to other communities?
Most of the time you hear about other communities like in Soweto and Mhlakeng, but you never really hear about Mogale City a lot.
Yeah.
So there isn't much really happening there.
Yeah.
But there's what's great about it is there's a lot of opportunities that can be started there in Mogale City. Yeah. That's what makes it different.
You know, we all know Soweto is the number one location in South Africa. If you go to Soweto, you'll find most tourist attraction site. In Mogale City, is there any tourist attraction?
The cradle of humankind? Cradle of humankind.
Yeah.
Is it in Mogale City?
Yeah, I've never been there, personally. It is in Mogale City. You've never been there?
Nah.
But it's from Mogale City.
Yeah, see, I never used to go out, man.
You don't go out?
Nah.
But you're from Mogale City. That's a problem, man. Have you ever been in Umlazi?
That's in Cape Town.
No, Umlazi is in KZN.
Oh, yeah, nah.
You know, if you visit Umlazi in KZN, you'll expect, you know that Chisanyama Mzoli, Mzoli is in Cape Town, by the way. You'll expect
Chisanyama?
Chisanyama, yeah. Never been to a Chisanyama.
Nah. KFC, is it like KFC?
No, thank you. I think moving away from Mogale City and still Rivonia.
You see, but now I'm a bit troubled.
Yeah.
What do you think about the people who move away from where they come from and go look for, let's say, greener pastures out there and forget their community? Shouldn't they be staying in their community and building it to that heights of where they want to be?
But man, you're saying it's all about growth. They are moving in terms of growth, isn't it?
Mm.
And so if you feel like you don't want to stay in your community anymore and you're checking that Alexander or Pretoria is different compared to your community, and remember, where you're from, it's a home. It's not your place. You're trying to build your home.
Oh, true.
Exactly. So you want to tell me, if you want to, your kid to visit home, he must just come at home again and then leave. You understand, my man?
You make a good point.
Yeah, my man. Yeah. Otherwise, it is cliffcentral.com. And I go by the name Umtogo Lishilishili Soft Porridge. You can give me a call. Number to dial it's 0861-555-189. Remember, our topic is which song best describe your bank account. Which song best describe your bank account. And then we've got Chico. Then Chico said, that song that describes my bank account. Chico Twal, I need some money.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Can't sleep 13 hours and then expect your bank account to have more than a million. This song says, humble your servants, are going work right now. Guys, I'm so gonna laugh. Let me read Facebook comments first. Kahiso says, big ups to my homeboy, Umlazi in Cape Town. I've got Kahiso. Thank you. I was telling Duncan that there's a Chisanyama in Umlazi. What makes it in Cape Town? And the Umlazi, which Chisanyama do you know in Umlazi?
Umlazi Chisanyama.
No. Yeah, no. Thank you, sir. Good. Thank you, though. This song goes out to Kamelo. It says, humble your sebenza. And Chico was talking about Chico was saying a song that discussed bank account with Chico. Okay, Chico. I need some money. Okay, your bank account is Chico, need some money. So Chico, you broke my man. And Chico's one of those guys who are busy saying the right to girls in Jan. Write on my account. Just wonder right now. Guys, for you to make sure with your account becomes on point in Jan, your account is by the way you want it. You don't have to overspend. You don't have to want to live the life you can't afford. I know people who only drink cheap beers, but in December, they drink whiskeys. Come Jan. It's a problem. Then all of you will be complaining to Mr. Zalingla and saying my daughter or my son doesn't have, a scaffolding to school. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, guys. Come on. Otherwise, we're talking about communities. Remember, I was still talking to Duncan. And then right now, I think we've got Uzandi on the line. Zandi, hello?
Hello?
How is it, my sister?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you from?
I'm from Tembisa.
From Tembisa?
Yes.
Yeah. Zandi, tell me, what makes Tembisa different to other communities?
It's actually the most vibey place to be at, and we love each other in Tembisa.
Yeah.
So it's the love, actually, that makes it different from other communities.
Oh, there's love in Tembisa?
A lot of it.
What kind of love? Hope there's no cheaters.
No, man. In terms of, in the music, especially, the people love the music and they love, for example, if you know Shinza, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you like, if they love that, they get like the support, actually, more of that. Because
okay.
I've noticed that if there's going to be an OMS or there's going to be a Tembisa Issa Festival, people will show you love by actually coming through in numbers. So, yeah, there's love in Tembisa.
Okay.
You don't change.
So, you're from Gauteng, isn't it?
Yes.
So, I've got 5 questions for you. Remember, it said, how well do you know your province, ne?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. The first question for you is, which town is Silver Star situated?
Silver Star?
Yeah. Silver Star Casino.
It's in the West Rand.
It's in the West Rand.
A town, I think it's Randfontein.
Is it West Rand or is it Randfontein?
I'm from the East Rand, and East Rand has Tembisa and all other towns. So I think it's Randfontein in the West Rand.
Okay, I will tell you. Let's go. And then number two, who is the Premier of Gauteng?
Premier of Gauteng, it's David Makura.
David Makura.
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
I think I'm sure. I'm sure about that.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure about it.
Okay. Number three, ne?
Yeah.
Which date were matric results issued?
On the 6th of January.
On the?
On the 6th of January.
Okay. And then Ellis Park Stadium is the home ground for which rugby team?
Rugby team? The Lions.
The Lions. Are you sure it's not Kaizer Chiefs or Orlando Pirates?
The Lions. Rugby team.
Where is Vilakazi Street?
It's in Soweto.
Where in Soweto?
Orlando West, I think.
Okay. Okay, and last question for you. And everyone was bragging about it. And even AKA tweeted about it. Who filled up the dome last year?
It was Casper Nyovest. I don't know that. I don't know.
Where is the dome situated, by the way?
Sorry?
Where is the dome situated, by the way?
The dome? North of Joburg. I don't know. North of Joburg, somewhere.
Okay. Should I give you a score?
Sorry?
Should I give you your score now?
Yep.
Yep. Zandi, you've got all of them correct. 6 out of 6.
Yay!
Yeah.
Except them.
You know your province, eh? Yeah?
Except the dome one.
The dome one? No, you're right. It is another one, which is North Gate.
Oh, yay. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Zandi, you said you're from Tembisa, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, please do enjoy Tembisa and have a lovely day. And please tell your friends to download. Tell your friends to download the Cliff Central app, okay?
All right, I will.
Okay, super. Enjoy your test.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sure. Otherwise, guys, I'm reading your Facebook comments. Wow. I'm excited about the love. By the way, to those who just listened to me, just tune in, guys. I'm this guy all the way from overseas in the West Rand, as I like to say, in Mohlake. I'm an entertainer, I'm a DJ, I'm an MC, I'm a radio personality as well. What I do a lot of things in my hood. A lot of things that I do. I'm a positive guy. I always believe in second chances. If you're a person, you believe in yourself, nothing is impossible. If you believe in your dreams, you have to go and chase them. And talking about my dreams, I just posted my picture with Gareth on Facebook, and I'm checking your Facebook comments, and it will be nice for me to read them for you, because some of you are listening, and I'm checking even others on my inboxes, and someone just tweeted for me saying the song that describes the bigger contact is Coolie China. Ha! Oh, Coolie China, boy. Okay, my man. Talking about the inspiration that I'm doing, right? The inspiration Enyenza in our community, and then checking you guys posting on Facebook right now. I'm reading Tulani Sithole says bigger Brad, and I'm reading to Kabelo says Pencil Antoine. This is a different platform compared to where I'm coming from. You know, when I'm in Mohale City, Westside FM or Mohale FM, I always just say, oh no. Now remember, it's not a weekend. It's during the week. People are stressed. Sometimes first day at school. Teachers, sometimes first day, second day on work. And then reading Umulife saying, since we met in 2010, you had a dream and you believe in my friend. The hard work has already been done. You have paid your dues and you deserve everything that's coming your way, my man. Thank you so much. And then Lerato Lubenya says, whoop, whoop. I know she's listening. She's from Sunning Hill. Hey, I believe her bank account is on point. That one. She's the comrade. Hey, yeah, tender, minister. And Kofan Fugis is very proud of you, my friend. And then Funen Ritzab said, call Brother Zag. Ah, we have already called Brother Zag. And to my former colleague, Utumi Masek, all the way from Social Development, says, halala, nice one. Guys, thank you. Right now, what you can do, you can tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your grandfather, tell your children, you just have to download the app. See, just to make sure it is cliffcentral.com. Guys, you can give me a call. The number to dial is 0861-555-189. On Twitter, it is cliffcentral.com. Facebook, Cliff Central. WeChat, Cliff Central. To send a message on WeChat, tap connect the message to show. Atun Kailinam. You're rolling up.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm never scared, got no pistol on me.
As much as I love this song, MT Roll Up. Guys, this song is talking about weed. As much as a nice song, beat is nice, but please, guys, please. Weed is killing our youngsters in the community. Weed is doing wonders. When a guy in the, you'll find them in the robots, in the corner. The guys who are busy selling things in our communities, guys. Please, as much as the song is nice, but the message to this song is a no-no. Definitely no-no. By the way, still talking about the communities. I wonder, Alex, what's happening? We've got Ayanda on the line. Ayanda. Shabu Shalapu. Yes, my man, tell me about Alex, my man. Tell me about Alexander.
No, my brother, like us, it's happening, even though it's January, but we don't speak January because we have a more dollar left and right and center. And you just buy stuff from a price, yeah, a million, and then you have a price every day to buy a more dollar for my chicken inside.
Yeah, my man. So I'm on to you eat a more dollar in 10.
Yeah, no, we deal with only chicken inside. No, not chicken outside, in chicken inside. Is it only deal with motoana, gizzard, banana. Yeah, it ain't banana. No. Come stick for who? This guy for who?
Yeah, yo. Is it well done or grilled?
Even though Erika Flami is very nice because it's happening every day. You can't even see January. We've got about 2 hours in Chicago. Every day is happening.
Yeah. Before you go to Ocho, can you tell me something? Is your runaways well done or a grilled? Or a spice? Have a runaway work. Is it well done or a spicy?
I can't hear you, my man, now.
No, okay, my man. Tell me, continue about telling me about Alex, your toe pusher. What's happening there?
Yeah, Alex is very good. It's happening, my man.
Yeah.
You can come here for some time. Even if you come in Monday, I can take you to the place where you can dance until you forgot it's Monday. Thursday, Saturday, Japan.
So in Alex is happening from Monday until Sunday.
It's happening until Monday. We don't rest. You only rest when you die. That's the only time when you rest. Yeah.
So Tell me, my man, you know Alex is popular with one thing, my man.
Don't go there.
I just want to know, my man.
You know, now we're trying to understand those. They are now our friends, you understand? We don't think they're like outsiders. They're now our friends. We just say they are not.
Yeah.
Don't finish the play.
So.
It can be Yami Avarala later on.
So now, Amakundo is your friend now. Eh?
Yeah. My
plan is
to process the best
I can. Yeah, I'm
so,
I want to go. Yo, okay, baby, thank you so much, Ayanda.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, baby, that was Ayanda all the way from Alexander. Alexander is next to Sentin, eh? Yeah, Alexander. Hey, I can imagine. Ayanda was so defensive. When I wanted to ask him about Amaretsa code, like, no, don't go there. We all know Alexander is popular. Namakundwan. Amaretsa, Amaventure. They are known as Venture in Alexander. If you don't know what is Venture, you're in trouble. But otherwise, guys, it is cliffcentral.com. The number to dial is 0861-555-189. Then on Twitter, it is cliffcentral.com. Facebook, Cliff Central, WeChat, Cliff Central. To send a message on WeChat, it is tap connect. Then message to show, guys. I go by the name Umto, guys. As I said earlier on, I'm a guy who believes in dreams. I always believe in pushing. If you don't believe in yourself, who will believe in you, guys? We're talking about bank account. If your bank account, you know right now, it's 99.9 million. Should I say it like a president? 99.9 million. You don't have to do anything. But if you know your bank account is less than 100 bucks right now, what were you doing in December? Why can't you invest, guys? Let us push each other in terms of motivation. I can imagine you've got so many friends who can go and party with, but you don't have friends who can start a business with. Guys, let us push each other to build each other in terms of growth. If you want to grow, you need to have positive friends around you, guys. If you're going to have friends who will tell you, hey, it's happening in Sentin, let's go to Tabu. How much are you going to spend in Tabu? You don't know your friend's bank account. And definitely you're going to spend 1.5 buying a bottle, expensive bottle. Come back on Monday, you broke. You forget and your friend. He's loaded. Choose friends wisely, guys. We need to uplift each other, guys, in the community. As I said, I'm going to tell you, Tankin, I wanted to tell you about Bloemfontein, my experience in Bloemfontein.
Was it racist?
No.
Oh, okay, Tom.
No. You know this thing here, racist? I'm not able. Can we move away from this thing? Because not everything is just racist. Because I've got a white friend, eh? I forgot to call him. I was supposed to call him. You know? What I call him?
It's just one white friend that you have.
Who?
You. You only have one wife. That's like an achievement.
No, I don't have white friend. I've got so many white friends. The thing is that if we're gonna take everything as racist, we're not gonna be happy as a person. We need to move away from the thing of apartheid, my man. We're in 2016 now. I don't believe in 94 we had WeChat or we had Facebook or we had Twitter. Can you imagine if Facebook and Twitter was there in before 94? What was gonna happen?
I can't imagine.
Mandela tweeting in Robben Island. You're gonna see flames, my man. I was still telling you about Bloemfontein. My first time I visited Bloemfontein, it was last year. I attended the gig there. You know, Bloemfontein is one province. It's a city. In fact, it's one city that when you visit it, it's so beautiful. And the people in Bloemfontein are friendly. And as a guy like me, when it comes to Bloemfontein ladies. Bloemfontein ladies. Let me tell you much about them. Just know they are yellow bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are yellow bones. But when it's too hot, bu yellow buya pum.
Babanjan.
Baba Mnyam. That's Bloemfontein for you. But Bloemfontein is a friendly city and people are there are friendly as well. And I visited Welkom. Welkom, you know when you want to enjoy rugby. When you want to enjoy rugby, go to Welkom. I was not a rugby fan till I went to Welkom. I enjoyed rugby, my man. I enjoyed rugby there. You need to go and visit Welkom, my man. Stop going to Mukhale City and coming into Rivonia. You must travel a lot, my man. You must see places, okay? Ever been in Kimberley?
No, I've never been much.
Why?
Just haven't had the desire to travel.
I think I'm going to send a proposal to Gareth, even you, and even the deposit manager. I'm going to tell you guys. I must be invited again. I must have a short left coming in and sponsor this show because I'm talking about South Africa now. I'm talking about South African destinations, because we've been talking about Silver Star, we've been talking about Bloemfontein. So if you can have short left in this show, can work, my man. So that people can know, if you visit Mpumalanga, there's a God's window. If you visit Northwest, is Northwest doesn't have a tourist attraction, does it?
Mm-mm. Not that I know of.
Let me play this song before I leave, because I'm Boss Zonke right now. I'm Boss Zonke. And thank you so much to everyone who are listening, guys. I go by the name of Mdogo. On Facebook, it is Malume Mdogo. Otherwise, King in English is soft porridge. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you to cliffcentral.com for giving me this opportunity, guys. Thank you so much. Otherwise, I'm out. Oh, no.
This is cliffcentral.com.